Shut up and sit down.
Live, raw, unedited. Dr. Devin Dana coming at you from Studio D in Wilmington, Philadelphia Metro. You are listening to the Eat Clean, Think Dirty show. The views expressed here are simply opinions and not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any of your problems. Listen at your own risk.
I'm here. We're recording, and I just
we're on.
Are you into me?
What was I just saying? Did somebody catch it?
No.
Oh, man.
No.
I was like, not good what I was saying.
That's all right. We won't tell.
What I was doing at Whole Foods yesterday.
Nobody will ever know except for me and the cats.
Okay. So what are we doing?
Oh, God. Get it together, Deb.
I had all this carbohydrates, and I shouldn't have had it, especially after I'm not even really supposed to have carbs.
Right.
And I feel like my brain is all jacked up. You notice I was sharp enough there not to say the F word.
That's right, because you don't want to get pinched.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So an article that I read recently from Psychology Today
mm-hmm.
that I thought it was really cute. Or interesting. How to tell if somebody likes you. And it doesn't even have to just be really in a romantic sense, but I think this one, it really is more in a romantic sense. But even it's like on a friendship level.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it interesting for myself because I come across this kind of a lot. You know, you mm-hmm. meet a guy and you're talking and like you get a vibe or not, you know, that they're into you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, is it a friend thing? Is it a I'm interested more thing. It's kind of, and like, do you know what I mean? Like, how do you really, really know? It's interesting.
Yeah.
Because I get a lot of attention, so it would be nice to be able to sort that shit out.
Yeah. I mean, I see something I want, and I just take it.
Well, so not everybody do.
I don't have those issues. And if you don't give it to me, then we're going to have some problems.
And that's not the carbs talking.
Yeah, no, that's real. I'm dead serious.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, and it's not even like if I do want it. That's the thing. And it's especially when I don't want it
sure.
that I want to be able to carefully tread, because what if I just want to be friends? You know, I don't want to upset the person or piss them off or whatever. And sometimes you get the wrong idea, or maybe you are getting the right idea, but you don't want to get that idea. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Here's the thing with me. In today's communication, there is so many misunderstandings, okay? Everything from, you know, whether or not you're seeing other people, whether or not you want to just be friends, whether or not, you know, if from a heterosexual perspective, you know, if a male says hi to a female, sometimes she thinks he's into her, mm-hmm. or the other way around. I mean, everything's so, I think, just blurred right now. And I don't foresee it necessarily getting any better. So I think it's a navigating process. I personally believe in being straightforward
mm-hmm.
as possible. I want to be with you. I want to date you. I want to be exclusive with you. The other person has a right to say, well, that's not necessarily what I'm looking for.
But
however,
what if you don't know yet? You just met this person. But,
well,
you know, there's like there's
back
an attractive,
it up a little bit.
Yes, there's an attraction on just the one side. Like, what if it's from the guy to the girl? Like, some guy is, I think he's thing on me. But it's hard to tell because you get this attention a lot. And I'm serious. Like, can we just be friends? Like, I don't even want to go into personal details here, but this is a totally selfish podcast. This is all about me, guys.
But I think that you just got to back it up a little bit and say, like, I would like to go out to dinner with you. Are you game? I think that that's pretty
clear.
What if
I don't want to go out to dinner? I just want to be friends, is what I'm saying.
Then why don't you just say, look, I like you. I'm not interested in a romantic relationship at this point. I just want you to know that. But I'd love to be friends with you
because
I think you're freaking hilarious.
What if that person hasn't been clear yet, but you think they're gearing up for it?
Then wait.
Yeah.
Then just wait and like...
I just don't ever like to like lead somebody on. I think that's what I'm trying to avoid. I know that's what I'm trying to avoid. I never like to lead somebody on.
Okay, here's my thoughts about leading somebody on. Okay, you got to be you, and if you are your joyous, smiley, bouncy self, okay. And if somebody misreads that, that's not your problem. That is their problem.
Yes.
Now.
Yes.
If you are your flirty, smiley, bouncy self, and you're eye-gazing, and you've kissed, and, you well, know, you're doing that kind of shit, then you're leading somebody on if you don't want anything with them, and then you have the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So other than that, like, you don't stop being you because somebody may like you and you don't want anything with them. Fuck them. That's their problem.
Cool. Then I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just, you know, don't overly, you know, and you know what overly, you know what flirting is. I mean, don't mm-hmm. flirt too much with them.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you're going to laugh with, you know, everybody. I mean, whatever. And you can laugh with them. I mean, just because you laugh at somebody doesn't mean that
right.
you want a relationship with them.
No, I agree. This is all good news.
Yeah.
I haven't done anything wrong then. Yay.
No, I mean, you know, you're having lunch with somebody and your freaking toe goes up their pant leg. I mean, yeah, I mean, you're leading them on.
That's something else.
Yeah, it reminds me of an episode of Three's Company, and I want to replay this. I want to, like, role play this so bad. It's so childish. It's so ridiculous. But did you ever watch Three's Company?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember when, okay, Jack went out on a date with this woman, right?
So dating ourselves.
And this woman was like, you know, she played this role of like being oversexed and, mm-hmm. you know, she really wanted Jack. But they were eating like fried chicken and like, okay, so she took her shoes off under the table and she was taking the chicken like, and she was rubbing her feet all up his pant leg.
And she was, like, sucking on the bone.
And sucking on the bone. And, like, she was, like, really, like, tearing that chicken bone apart while she's trying to get up his pant leg with her foot. I don't know why I find that hilarious.
And he was afraid, right?
He was afraid.
Yeah, she was very aggressive.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
And I really, really want to fuck with somebody like that. And I don't even want to be serious. Like, I just want to do it just because I think, for me, I would walk away feeling highly satisfied from a humor perspective. It would be so freaking funny to me. And unfortunately, they probably would get the wrong impression.
Of course they would.
Maybe I'd have to do it to a friend or something like that because they would know that, you know, I was joking. Hopefully.
As long as it's truly a friend, there was no illusions that you're interested.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just imagine, like, sucking on a chicken bone and like
I tend to have, and this is going to sound like I'm totally tooting my own horn, but I've had so many people in the past that started out being friends and then like they fall in love.
Yes. And that happens in my world too.
Really? No, stop. And mm-hmm. I get it a lot. Mm-hmm. And my one friend used to make fun of me. She's like, Jesus, does everybody love you?
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is. It's that's why I'm asking this question. It's like, I don't want to be that or send the wrong message or anything like that. It's just like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
something about Dana.
Well, I think there's something about Dana. I know, you know, there's boundaries. I mean, you know, I know with my male friends, like, yeah, we may joke around about sexual stuff, mm-hmm. but, like, there is no touching. There is no talk about sex unless there's a problem.
Because right.
I'm willing to help, obviously. So there's clear boundaries there that we are just friends, okay? There's no coming over my house by candlelight, okay, mm-hmm. or anything like that. I don't ask my male friends over my house for a glass of champagne, you know what I mean? Unless it's New Year's Eve.
You know what's funny? I don't do any of that shit either.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is...
What am I doing wrong?
Well, I don't know. We need to maybe check that out. You
all
know,
right, I'll come into session with you.
Well, we'll check it out next time we're out, you know, mm-hmm. maybe see. I mean, I think a lot of times, I know for me when that happens, and this is... why I've had to put boundaries in the past, okay? Because my friends would fall in love with me. Because I'd just be like, you know, oh, I want to have a glass of wine. So, you know, I'd invite somebody over, whoever was willing to come over. Let's have a glass of wine, you know, we'll watch TV. I mean, these are romantic things. You know, I think that we can send people the wrong message. So, you know, unless I, you know, am interested in someone, like, that does not happen.
Hey, let's fix my ceiling. I love you. No.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is, like, I think that there's psychological fits and people may see you as whatever, and they may feel as though they're a good psychological fit. So, for example, you know, the follower sees a leader, or the leader sees a follower, and they want to work on their team because it's a psychological fit that they're attracted to. Okay, so fix my ceiling, okay? You're attractive blonde, and, you know, maybe you're the damsel in distress to some of these guys, and they want to, you know, kind of see what you're about. Mm-hmm. I mean, plus you do lead with your sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and I know that, you know, sometimes I will lead with my sexuality, but I also know that it's not, you can't always lead with your sexuality. And some people do it naturally, but they need to become aware of it because there are dangerous people out there. And you don't want to be in that position all the time.
I'm sure that mine is the result of trauma, and that's something I need to work on.
I shut my sexuality down quite often, okay? Because for me, my sexuality is very natural, okay? I don't shut it down. I redirect it, okay? And I've learned how to redirect it through trainings and readings like Think and Grow Rich, okay? Like books like that really help you to channel that sexual energy in other directions. And then when I want to unleash the beast, yeah, I have that power to do that.
Okay.
And it sucks that I have to say that. It really does. Because, you know, if you are a, you know, sexuality is a beautiful thing. And you shouldn't have to redirect it because somebody is, blah blah, you know.
Well, that's my issue with it. It's like I wish I can't, without getting too personal. I mean, it's just,
well,
it's hard to really talk about me in this without outing somebody. So I'm just not going to.
You
do that.
Use a different name. Why do I keep on having to remind you?
I'm
of
not
this?
A good liar, okay?
No, you're not lying. We just remain anonymous. Look, I live in a world of anonymity and confidentiality. Okay, I know.
Okay, so
most people don't, but I.
So
I
you
do.
Meet somebody and you're just having a conversation, and a phone number is exchanged for business purposes. Okay, and then you start getting, for real, don't eye roll me.
I'm rolling my eyes because I made, let me tell you the mistake that I made. Can I interrupt you for a second?
Sure.
I do business with other doctors, okay, medical doctors. I'd like to have some on my team. And this one who was a urologist, who I love to have urologists on my team, I said, yeah, you know, come over to my office. We need to talk about some things. You know, I'll have a bottle of wine. We can, you know, we're in my office. Okay. I'm thinking like, hey, you know, you're cool. I'm cool. Let's have a drink and, you know, we'll talk about business. Well, let me tell you, that's not what he thought. And I realized that I made that mistake.
Was it the wine or your office or...
I'm assuming it was the wine, okay? And I was very upset about that for a while. Like, I should be able to have a drink with anybody that I want without them assuming that it's going to be something else. And I still believe that, but, like, I'll do it in a different way next time. You know, and maybe I won't. I don't know. Maybe I'll say coffee. But, you know, then people think you go out to coffee and you want to fuck, too. I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, people assume so much shit. And here's the funny thing.
And it's true. It's, like, assumed if you're just talking to them that you're interested. And it's like,
yeah.
Why can't I just have a conversation?
And I always say to people, like, look, first of all, it's not about who wants me. It's about who I want.
Of course.
Number two, if I want you, you will know. Mm-hmm. It will be so blatantly obvious, you will have to, like, use a broom to squat me away. Okay? Like, that's how obvious and direct I am. You know it. You know it. If you don't know it, then I don't fucking like you. So, you know what I mean? Get the fuck out of my face.
Do I have to pinch you again? Twice.
Oh, shit.
Three times.
Oh! Oh! Okay. But, you know, people don't respect that kind of stuff. I don't know.
Or then you come off, it's like, oh, what's with the attitude? Or, so here's the example. And then we can move on. Because I really want to get to sort of like the reasoning behind all this kind of stuff, mm-hmm. not just personal experiences. So the text messages start coming, and now I'm being called baby. I'm like,
wait,
I'm not your
did
baby.
You ever kiss him?
No. Mm. Not even close.
Oh.
And I'm now
any
baby?
Sexting?
No.
Flirting on sex?
He's like, he's calling me baby, he's very interested, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, no.
Well, what are you saying when he calls you baby?
I just ignore it. I should just
tell
him not to.
Well, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Like, what I say is, you call me baby one more fucking time, next time I see you, I'm going to put my foot in your asshole.
That's not me.
You know, I mean, Dana, it might have to be you.
I guess.
Okay? Like, you can't ignore it. Like, you know, sometimes you have to put the boundary down. And, you know, I mean, look, I love to be called baby by someone that I'm in love with and,
sure.
you know, making love with. Do not call me baby or sweetie if we are not making love or in love. Like, I don't appreciate that shit.
Right. I'm not your puppy.
Like, you're not his baby, so no. If he's saying that, well, actually, and you may be somebody that may like to talk face to face. I perceive you like that, okay? So you may want to say, hey, do you want to grab a cup of coffee? I think we have some things to talk about.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, and just say, look, you know, I really like you. I've noticed that you've been calling me baby. I want you to know, before it gets out of control, that I don't feel the same way.
What's interesting is I done that.
To him?
Yeah, and he got pissed off.
No, that's a bad sign.
I know, and he was like, oh, it's a race thing, because he's a black man. And I was like,
oh, come
on. It's not a race thing. It's just, you know, no. So I'm now starting with the whole baby thing again, and I'm like, I don't know what to do. I don't want him to get pissed off again. Do you know what I mean? I'm in this kind of weird quandary.
I think the only thing that you can do is just say, no, it's not a race thing. And if he thinks it's a race thing, he thinks he's a race thing. You can't talk.
Stop talking to me, I guess.
Yeah, you can't change how somebody, you know, feels about you, you know, or what they think. I mean, if you've been clear and they don't like it, then that's not your problem.
True. This is true.
What don't you like about him? Just out of curiosity.
That he chose to call me baby without my permission.
Okay, so like, so just stuff like that.
Yeah, okay. I mean, being presumptive is a turn off, I think.
Sure,
for me it is.
Well, not only that, you're not in the place right now, you know,
well, definitely
for
not.
Any of that. I mean, you know, you're getting ready to move, blah, blah, blah. By the way, she's moving to Wilmington. Address not disclosed and never will be. And I am likely to move where she's moving, in her area, anyway. Chester County, Pennsylvania.
You mean where I'm living now? Yeah, we're switching spots, which is just crazy.
Yeah, that would actually be funny. I'm going to be in Wilmington for a little while, but I am looking out in the Chester County area, which is kind of interesting because it's like we're keep running away from each other.
Stop running away.
Yeah.
All right, so let's try to explain what's going on behind, you know, some of these communications, like why is it so hard to tell if somebody actually does like you or not. So we totally got off on personal stories, but there's psychological reasons for these things, and one of them has to do with mind reading.
That we try to mind read or forecast other people?
Well, we do try to, and then we err, and like the mating advantages that come along with like the mind reading attempts.
So I didn't read this article, okay? So this is interesting. And look, I work in this field. I obviously don't need to read the article necessarily because I probably could have written the article. But Explain... God, I sound cocky sometimes. I'm going to stop.
Well, okay. In evolutionary and social psychology, the topic of mind reading in mating and romantic relationships is covered. I suggest we're often biased in our romantic perceptions because our evolution makes us evolve in like certain ways for biology reasons, right? Mm-hmm. And mating costs for men and women are very different.
Yes.
So the mating cost for a woman is very, very costly. She gets pregnant. She's going to be immobile for a large number of months, and she's going to be tied down by her kids. Like, biologically speaking, you have to think, like, way back.
Sure, which I don't always agree with, but
I know we've had this conversation before, and I'm a big believer in the biology of the reasons for, you know, for a lot of our mating behaviors.
Sure, but, you know, when someone says that about pregnant women, and I'm not trying to pick the article apart or anything like that, but, like, I'm just saying, like, just because you're pregnant doesn't mean you can't fuck as many guys as you want. But they say that as in a way that, like, you know, she gets pregnant, she has to carry the child around, and like for 9 months, or and the fact that she becomes a mother after that, she can't have a life. I mean, that's the way it is presented in our world, and that's bullshit.
It's just that there's a higher cost for a woman than there is for a man, because a man has none of that. Zero.
See, I just disagree with that. I think society has allowed a man to not have anything. That is a sperm. While he doesn't get pregnant physically, okay, there are plenty of studies that show that when a man and a woman are intimately and spiritually connected, that he goes through many of the same physical ailments as she does while being pregnant. You know, hear me see that? Me and my grandma.
That's good.
Look, I teach evolutionary perspectives. I get it. It's a theory. There's plenty of other theories. That's just my point.
I believe in that.
Whenever it comes to that. But, you know, think about it. Like,
so women are
sympathy pregnancies for men, and men have hormonal issues, and when men are very connected to their female partners, it's a spiritual experience.
I don't think you're really hearing what we're saying, though.
Yeah, yes, I am hearing what you're saying. What do you mean I'm not hearing what you're saying? I'm just making a pick on the evolutionary theory behind some of this, okay? I get it. Go ahead, continue.
Okay, so that women are best served by avoiding men because, you know, you get a lot of hits, right? Mm-hmm. You get a lot of hits, and the cost to a woman is higher than it is for a man. So, and then a man, conversely, can just keep hitting, like, thing to thing to thing to thing to thing, because he's got a lot of sperm to go around.
She's got a lot of pussy juice to go around.
Okay, we're not going to agree on this. Maybe you should have read this before we
started. I would read that article and fucking, like, let's call it bullshit.
Well, I don't think it's bullshit, because men overestimating women's sexual interest would be a good example of, you know, them, well, of course you're interested in me.
Okay, let's break this down a little bit more. A man who says, has that mentality, of course you're interested in me, I'm not convinced that that has anything to do with evolution necessarily, but more of a societal understanding that men should be the hunter and the woman should be the huntee. Now, while that goes back to some evolutionary ideas, okay, that is also perpetuated by societal inclinations about how male and female should behave, okay? Mm-hmm. So there's a second part to that story when men have that perspective, okay? Nobody should assume, and not every man does that. And sometimes I get a little overprotective of men because men get a real shit end of the stick, okay, when it comes to all kinds of different things, you know, be it everything from sexual assault to, you know, some other things, you know, I mean, and I'm not, we don't want to go to the sexual assault thing, but I certainly have seen men who have been absolutely innocent in sexual assault situations. Mm-hmm. And I think that women need to watch how they behave. Okay. Women are taught in society to be flirty and be, you know, girly and feminine, or to do this or do that. Men like this, men like that. And this gets into the psychology of the female. Okay. So people don't even know what their roles are anymore.
Yeah, I mean, look at any magazine, any woman's magazine, how to get his attention or what to do for the man.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of bullshit. And then, you know, all of that stuff, it goes into the psychology of the male too. The man stands in the line at the grocery store and says, you know, and reads the cover of the Mademoiselle or Cosmopolitan. It's all that those carbohydrates. Cosmopolitan. Cosmopolitan magazine. You know, how to get great oral sex and how do you know if he loves you? And even this shit. Okay, like the psychology today. You know, I know some people who get all jammed up in like these articles from like MindBody or Huffington Post or, you know, whatever. And I'm like, dude, you got to stop reading it. And I write these articles, okay? And I'm interviewed for these articles. And I'm always like, you got to stop reading it. And you got to read something that's a little bit more depthful, because a lot of these things are coming from the, you know, people's own personal perspective. And there's other things out there that you should be reading as well.
But would you agree with the body language is a good way to know if somebody's into you?
95% of the time, people misread body language.
Okay.
Okay, body language is probably the number one way to tell if someone's interested in you, if you know how to read it. And people misread it consistently.
Okay.
She smiled at me. Oh my gosh, I think she likes
me.
Well,
that's true.
Okay, or oh my god, like, when I was next to her, oh my gosh, she put her hand on my shoulder. She, you know, she's into me. Or, oh my God, like, he stared at me. I know he wants me. No, no. Maybe he has a sty.
That's a glass eye.
Maybe he's a cross-eyed. And he's looking actually, like, across the room and not at you.
Not
like,
you.
You know, you know, that coupled with clear communication, you will get an answer. Sure, absolutely. Okay. And even then, the second part of that becomes, they may want you now.
Mm.
And depending on what their intent is, they may not want you next week.
Right.
Okay, so there's layers. And people don't look at the layers. It's like, oh, she wants me or he wants me. That means it's going to be forever. Or that means it's going to be for a long time.
Yeah, no. Like you're picking out China patterns the next day.
Yeah.
Knock it off. How about touch? I think that's pretty telling. I mean, it depends on the person, though, because I'm a very touchy person.
Yes.
And that doesn't mean that I'm in love with you when I touch you. Maybe that's the problem. No. I don't touch everybody.
Well, for me, I don't touch you unless...
I'm really freaking lucky that I've ever gotten a hug.
I will touch my female friends that I care about.
You're talking about
sure.
men right now.
I don't touch men that I, you know, no.
What about, you don't give hugs?
Like, I give a hug like a dude to guys that I don't want to be, like, that I'm not interested in. When I'm interested in someone, it's totally different.
Yeah.
Like, I'll fist pump guys. Like, so, yeah, no, I don't.
Okay.
I don't. Or you'll see me, and you've probably seen it before, but you probably haven't noticed. Like, sometimes they're one-shoulder hugs. You know, sometimes if I was really, really close to a guy, and or just close to a guy, and I I knew there was nothing there. He totally wasn't attracted to me, or I totally wasn't attracted to him, and he knew it. I might give a better hug, but I'm mindful of that kind of stuff because I don't want to send the wrong message. I've been stalked many times when I was younger, and I don't like that feeling of being stalked. You know, I had to call the police on the police one time, okay, because a police officer was stalking me when I was in my 20s. It was ridiculous, you know. So, and working in the public eye, I've been stalked. Being on television, you know, I've had packages come to my house. I don't want to put myself in a position like that ever again.
But in general, I think the more somebody touches you, it's a pretty good indication that they like you.
Sure.
All right.
But again, like, I'm somebody that needs to be very clear, like, what does that mean? Now, again.
Well, there's nothing wrong with communicating about
exactly.
that.
Exactly. There's ways to tell, too. Like, if you're over somebody's house and, you know, you're having some wine and they turn on some music and you're both enjoying each other's company, we can feel this, okay? You're laughing, you're, you know, there's some touch going on, maybe on the leg, okay? We're communicating through body language that we both want to be here, we are both attracted to one another, and everything's good. There's no assumptions there, okay? It's clear, okay? If you invite somebody over your house, you turn the music on, you know, you have a glass of wine, somebody's sitting on the other end of the couch, or across the table, closed up, okay, then they're there for the glass of wine, probably, okay? And, you know, they're sending a very clear message that they are either extremely shy or that they're not interested.
Right, right, right.
Honestly. So, you know, we need to just get out of our fantasy lands.
Well, the next one is investment, and not financially, but time. And I think that's huge. I mean, if somebody's really into you, then they're going to want to spend more time with you.
Yes.
Right.
And I think that's important. I also think that there's another side to that. If somebody's really into you, they spend a lot of time with you, and then, you know, you go into another relationship or something like that, then they can feel like they wasted their time. And I think a lot of people can be fearful of those types of things as well.
So they're careful,
sure. I think both of those are, you know, investment of time is important. You get more connected emotionally when you spend more time with somebody.
Right.
So, you know.
Or even, like, making the proclamation to your friends and family, like, this is my XYZ, like, whatever you call. That's an investment too. It's an emotional investment.
Sure, sure. Even to friends,
like staking your claim, putting it out there. Yeah.
Even to friends, because
even
you know.
Bigger.
Yeah, because then it's like, you know, if the relationship doesn't work, then you know you they're gonna be like, what happened? And you gotta explain again why you don't
again
why you ain't in a relationship. At some point, somebody's gonna be like, yo. You need to check yourself, motherfucker.
Hey.
Oh, I did it again.
She talks like a thug. She gets a pinch.
Right. I am a little bit of a thug.
Well, this is true. I would agree with that.
You would? Would you?
She's going to pinch me now. Yeah. But I think we're through with this topic. It was interesting that you pretty much shredded the entire first section of what we're talking about, but you did agree with the follow-up points, like how you actually can tell. But that wasn't all of it.
Is there more?
There's just one more.
What's the other
I
one?
I closed it already. No, here
Why
it is.
Did you close it? Are you
gratitude.
Done? Always, always, always important.
That's
for
the last
everything.
One. So somebody will tell you, thank you for spending time with me. Thank you for all of the above things that we just talked about or showing it in some other way. Gift.
Thank you for
rubbing your back.
Large
back.
Yes.
That. Very, very, very,
really
very,
appreciate
very that. Appreciative.
I really appreciate that you had stamina in your legs and.
This is how we do it.
I really appreciate the muscle strength that you have when you flung me around the room and then landed right on the penis.
Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, really? That's quite acrobatic.
I know. That has never happened. I'm just being funny.
Can I be there if it does? I'd kind of pay
I think I'd videotape it.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah. Because anybody that can pick me up has, while I'm not super heavy, I'm heavy. I'm solid. Well, I carry my weight really well.
Yeah.
Okay? But if you should, I'm heavy. I'm thick. I'm thick. You know what I mean?
Solid woman.
Yeah, man. Like, I dread the fact if anybody ever wanted to put me on their shoulders. Or if I got a funny image in my head. you know, you'll see like these commercials or whatever where you got this woman that runs into this man's arms.
And like I'm like, slow motion.
Yeah, and like, but he holds her, or even dancers. You see it on like Dancing with the Stars or whatever. You know, and like, it's like, and I know they use a lot of their core muscles, okay, but like, it's just so effortless. Imagine what that would look like if I ran into the arms of the man that I love and I smashed him.
Finally found him and I killed him with my body.
Or how embarrassing would it be if if it was like, oh, I'm gonna run into your arms, right?
Cream him on the sidewalk.
Wait, listen. And he held out his hands, and you jumped into them, and like he fell over.
Oh, that'd be so great.
He fucking some videotape shit. I'm sorry
again.
For the F word
again.
All right, we gotta get out of here.
We're done.
On that note, now we're getting funny.
Goodbye.
You know you want more. Find them on Facebook at Eat Clean, Think Dirty, The Podcast, and stalk them on Twitter at Don't Eat Dirty.